104.7, Andy and Mel, 809 up to 22 today. Still snowing a little bit out there. Have you seen anything? What is our snow total for Sioux Falls?
I've kind of been seeing like 5 or 6 inches is what I've been reading.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything.
I heard they got, what, 9 down in Sioux City?
Yeah, 9 to 10 or something like that.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. So what do you hate paying for? By the way, Christy Noem will be on with us in about 10 minutes or so. What do you hate paying for? This is one I didn't think of, but it's a good one. Batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like you're always running out, and then you have to go buy an $8 pack. Well, that's a cheap pack, because I buy the biggest ones they have usually.
Yeah.
Because I hate having to go back to get them when I need them again. And they're like, you know, for like the big, I don't know how many it is. But there'll be like $12.
Yeah.
$12, $15 somewhere in that neighborhood. Of course, I got one too that says gas, but yeah, well, nobody likes paying for it, but you know, it's not one of those things where you just get it because you deserve it. Like, give me gas. Right. Why should I have to pay for it? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's nonsense that I hate paying for.
The nonsense fees.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just absolutely, or anytime I get sold too hard on something. When someone tries too hard to sell me something that I don't want or need.
Right. I can see that.
Drives me absolutely insane. Got another one from Rob. Says paying for hookup utilities for things like cable, electric, gas. It's ridiculous. It is.
It is. I mean, that's something that should just be included.
Yeah, just...
right?
Just include it. Call it a day. Let's see here. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
Oh, loving the weather.
Yeah. So what do you hate paying for?
Well, it was just a one-time thing, but you guys said something about birth certificates, so I thought I'd throw my two cents in on that one.
You hate paying for birth certificate?
I had to pay $96 for my birth certificate.
Whoa! Apparently, yeah. It was not in South Dakota.
California, and apparently overnight means a week and a half.
Whoa! I suppose you had to pay for shipping.
Well, yeah, but when I paid for overnight, though, I didn't expect it to take over a week.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. I'd call them up and say, I want my money back for the overnight.
Yeah. Was most of that for the overnight?
It was like $30 for the overnight charge.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous. Thank you for the call, Kaylee.
Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got an email from Julie. She said, I hate paying for toilet paper, tampons, and Kleenex. Anything having to do with an involuntary bodily function should be free. Well, yeah.
And you just flush it down the toilet.
There are,
or you throw it away.
There are solutions in nature you could perhaps find to, you know, deal with those things. But I don't know. I guess I'm okay with buying toilet paper.
It's okay.
It's not real expensive.
Some people get so embarrassed by buying toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah. I had a friend that was, I'm not kidding, like she had like anxiety buying toilet paper. She hated it. So we'd actually give people money and have them pick up the toilet paper for her. Yeah. She started finally getting okay with it, but she still just, like, she could deal with it when she had it, but buying it in a store gave her anxiety. Isn't that weird?
That's kind of stupid.
I know.
She didn't want people to know that she went to the bathroom.
I know. And that's what I said to her, too. I'm like, that's completely illogical. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even make sense, but whatever.
In high school, a girl once told me that I don't poop.
Right.
Yeah. I stopped laughing about 3 days later. Anyway, Christy Noem, our congresswoman, calling in. We will talk to her next. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:21, topping out at 22 today. A little bit of snow on the phone with us right now. Our congresswoman, Christy Noem. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
So, did you wear red today? Did you remember to put it on?
Absolutely. This is a very important day, and we have to make sure that we comply with all of the excitement of the event.
And I bet you look pretty good in red, don't you? Is that one of your colors?
I've realized in the last couple of years I don't have very much red, so I don't know what the situation is. So, of course, you know, that's a good excuse to go shopping.
Always a good excuse to go shopping.
Is red a color frowned upon in Washington?
No, I think that they encourage it. And that's when I've noticed that I have a shortage of it. I have a tendency to buy a lot of black and gray, which I don't know why that is. But
me too, but I could see you looking really good in red.
Well, we'll see today, because I do happen to have a red dress I'm wearing today.
So nice.
We'll see how it goes.
The Go Red for Women luncheon, of course, today in Sioux Falls, and you will be at that. Kind of an important event for you?
Absolutely. I'm excited to be there. It sounds like they'll have a good crowd there, and it's an important issue. We've got it's the number one killer of women in this country is heart disease, and so anytime we can talk about that, raise awareness, and see what we can do to help is important.
Now, the luncheon starts at, I was just looking at the details on it, the silent auction and social hour is going on from 11 to 11:30 this morning, and then the luncheon and keynote speaker 11:30 to 1. Now, is this event open to the public?
It sounds like it is. You know, I'm not the expert on the details, but I know that they start registration at 10:30. So I'm guessing anyone who still would like to come can come and register. I will be there at about 11, and that's we'll get to visit and talk to everybody until the luncheon actually starts at 11:30. So it's going to be a good event and a good chance to get a lot of the experts in the room that are dealing with heart disease, and some of the doctors that treat heart disease will be there and speaking as well.
Have you ever had any issues with heart disease in your family?
You know, we have it with the women. We have with the men. But, you know, the problem with women is a lot of times women aren't as good about getting their checkups, or they're, especially my age or women in their 40s and 50s, they're busy running around juggling a lot of things and don't take the time to really go in and get a good checkup. So that's hopefully what today will remind a lot of people to do.
Congresswoman Kristi Noem on the phone with us this morning. We'll be at the Go Red for Women luncheon here in Sioux Falls later on this afternoon. Shifting gears a little bit, I was just curious, what made you decide to get into politics in the first place?
Well, you know, it really was prompted by the death of my father. My dad was killed in an accident on our farm when I was in college. I was 22 years old, but you know, that really, at that point in time, we got hit with the death taxes from the federal government, which was a bill that is assessed on assets and equity that you own. And since we were farmers, it was a big bill that was very hard for us to pay. We almost lost our operation because of that. And I had a tough time figuring out how I could lose my dad in an accident and then almost lose our family business. So that event got me interested in policy, and I realized we needed some everyday people to weigh in on some of these issues that impact people's lives.
Now that you're there, Kristi, now do you feel like that you get treated differently being a woman?
You know, there's definitely less women, and we have an important perspective that doesn't get talked about or put into a lot of the policies that are debated. So we need more women just to step up and talk about how we get impacted by bills and legislation and starting businesses and our kids and education. There's just not a whole lot of women that are doing it right now, and I've been working real hard to try to encourage women to do it, because we'll only have balanced policy as long as we represent our demographics. 52% of the people in this country are women, but I think less than 20% of the women in Washington, D.C. are serving in official positions.
Do you think it's harder being a woman and doing politics in your type of job and also being a mom?
Well, I've never gotten to be on the other side of that, but I know there are challenges. I've got young kids. I've got an 18, a 15, and a 10-year-old, and they're busy, and if I didn't have the family that I have, I wouldn't be able to do this job. I've got a sister that lives a mile from me, a mom that lives a mile from me. My mother-in-law lives right by the school, and because they're willing to be flexible and help and all juggle the kid responsibilities with me and my husband is why it works.
Congresswoman Kristi Noem on the phone with us this morning. Okay, so you win the election, you go to Washington. What was the thing that was completely different than you thought it was going to be like once you got there?
You know, just how long it takes to get anything done. You know, I might have a really good idea, something that we think in South Dakota is critically important, but it may never get scheduled to even get heard in a committee. You know, I thought there was a process that had to be followed, that once you had an idea, it had a hearing, but really, the only way to get that done is to get the chairman convinced that it's a good idea, too, and to get the leadership convinced to bring it to the floor for a vote. So that's probably the most frustrating thing for me. I served in the legislature for 4 years, and there, if you had a bill, it got a hearing. Washington, D.C. doesn't operate that way. It needs to be fixed.
So it's a cliched question, but why can't you guys just get along?
Oh, I would love it. You know, and I've been trying to do my little part to help that. Every bill that I have, I try to get people from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party on board as sponsors so we could do it together. But, you know, every person out there is representing somebody back home that's electing them and sending them there. I really believe that the way people vote and act and even disagree and take different positions is because they believe that the people back home want them to be doing that. So, you know, we've just got a very diverse country. I think a lot of times Washington, D.C. reflects our culture. And we've got to get a lot more people engaged in why it's important that everybody sit up and pay attention right now.
Do you think that some of the members of Congress, Senate, or the House, either one, are there people there that are not actually listening to their constituents and just going on what they want to do?
Oh, I believe there are some like that. It's probably a small percentage. But another thing that I've realized is some members don't meet with their constituents as much as we do here in South Dakota. And so that obviously leads us to, and them, to be a little bit more out of touch if they aren't back home visiting with people, aren't meeting with them when they make the trip into Washington, D.C. You know, I've just made that a real priority because that's how I know what people are thinking about, what's on their minds, and I can come home and visit with them on the weekends, kind of get a pep talk and go back out there and get back at it.
Christine Ohm on the phone with us. We have got more with her coming up in just a few minutes. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel with, I don't know, it's probably our first, I'm not quite sure how to say it, interview we shouldn't have gotten.
Yeah.
Is probably the best way to put it.
Probably, because we're not the political station.
No, I mean,
you know, we're not all politically correct most of the time.
Of all the radio people in town she could have talked to today, well, here she is. Christine Ohm, our congresswoman, on the phone with us. Thank you for joining us again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Andy and Mel. Andy, it's your birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I tweeted that, by the way.
Oh, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe you should sing happy birthday to him.
But I'm not certain if everybody would stay listening to your radio station. So,
I don't care. It would still be awesome. It would be awesome if you would do it.
No,
no,
please.
I'll have to get my backup crew together.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Okay.
That's something you make an intern do. You don't do that yourself. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to ask some random things as well. I looked up, because if you want to know anything about anything, you always go, of course, to Wikipedia.
Oh, duh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I knew you were from up north a little ways here. I didn't realize you went to Hamline High School.
I did. I graduated from Hamline a long time ago.
What year was it? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, it was 1990.
Okay,
so all
then
those
I
years of chanting 90, 90.
Yeah,
90, I was 96. 90,
yes, that was great.
I don't have to blame you. Then none of your classmates were responsible for Beersford's loss in the semifinals to go to the Dome when I was a freshman in high school.
That would have been my brother on that team.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah. Well, slap your brother upside the head for me, then, if you would.
I'll take every opportunity I can to do that. He's a lot bigger than I am.
All right. Some other random things. Have you joined the sensation that is The Walking Dead? Are you watching this show?
No, I have not. I've heard about it, but I will tell you, that may not be right up my alley. I'm not quite sure if I watched it, if I would sleep at night.
What is your favorite show, Christy?
You know, I don't watch that many shows. I'm gone a lot. We do TiVo a few things. Of course, American Idol in our household with teenagers is always interesting. So we always DVR that and watch that when we get the chance, maybe on a Sunday afternoon. But I've been interested in watching that show, Scandal. I've wondered if that, because it is a Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
show, if it would be a good one.
I've watched one show of it, and it looks pretty good. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
good. I don't know if you've ever gotten this one before. Maybe you have. I have no idea. But Mel is obsessed with your hair.
I am.
Oh, really?
And how often?
In a good way or in a bad way?
In a good way.
Good way.
How often do people ask you about your hair?
Pretty much every day. I often wonder if Senator Johnson and Senator Thune get those questions, too. But my hair has changed a lot since I've had this job, too.
It has. And that's why I think I'm obsessed with it, is because it's always changing and a little bit different. I mean, you've had longer and then the shorter hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you do keep up with the trends, so I like that.
Well, you know, I found when I got to Washington, D.C., it's extremely humid out there all the time. I just don't have time to fix my hair. So it was easier because within 10 minutes it would go flat again from the humidity. So That's why I went with a shorter cut. And then I've got a lot of cowlicks in my hair, so it's always going to look different according to what way it decides to go that day.
There's one question I would ask John Thune about his hair, too. How does he get it so perfect?
His hair is always perfect.
I know. He does have perfect.
It's amazing.
Who does your hair?
I've got a gal down in Sioux Falls named Lachlan that does it for me. She's
nice.
She's a friend of mine, and she's a gem.
Very nice. Now, do you decide how you're going to want your hair, or do you trust her fully and say, do what you want to?
You know, we have lots of conversations because my hair is probably my arch nemesis. So she's always trying to talk me down off the ledge of shaving it all off.
Gotcha. I am on the verge of that myself.
I understand that.
Christy Noem on the phone with us, our congresswoman from South Dakota. It has been a pleasure to speak to you this morning. She will be at the Go Red for Women luncheon this morning out at the convention center. And Congresswoman Noem, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. And you have a wonderful day tomorrow on your birthday.
Thank you.
You bet. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. The Hot
Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel, 8:51 up to 22 today. Some breaking news, but not of the sarcastic type. The T Steakhouse is on fire in T.
Yeah.
Or at least fire crews are being called there.
No visible flames at the structure fire in T as of right now, from what I've been seeing on Twitter, but that they do have the Sioux Falls Fire Rescue, T Harrisburg, all en route to the structure fire, the T Steakhouse.
So, yeah, that's a shame because that's really yummy.
It is. It's one of my favorite places to go. I actually managed O'Toole's, which is part of the T Steakhouse, for many years and worked there for a long time. And so, yeah, I read that and I was like, no, what? So I really hope that everything gets under control.
If you missed it just a little while ago, we had Christy Noem on. You can check out the podcast later on today and hear that. One thing I will say right off the bat I was impressed with was that she did not have some other person call in.
Yeah, it was her.
That's so common for, I mean, if we get radio tours where they're going from station to station to station all over the country, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
But occasionally it'll be like, you know, a politician or somebody, and it's like, yes, I have so-and-so here for you. Okay. They don't know how to use a phone.
I'm pretty sure it was just her calling.
But she called in herself.
Yeah.
You know. So
I just say she was pretty cool.
I was impressed by that.
Mm-hmm.
She gets asked about her hair every day.
She does.
We also learned that.
Well, you know, I talk about her hair all the time.
I know.
So.
And then it became a punchline for me because you were always talking about it.
Well,
it's
interesting.
Every time there was any news during the election, what happened? Did she change her hair again?
I'm like, what? Well, you know,
she got another argument in a debate. It was awesome.
The thing is that it is a topic because her hair is always changing and it looks good.
I know.
You know, people talk about it.
So, speaking of hair, the other thing you ladies spend way too much time on is makeup. Guess how many months of your life you will spend putting on makeup?
How many months of my life?
Yeah.
Just months.
When you add
years.
When you add them up.
9.
No, it is actually over 1 year.
Oh. 14.
15 months.
Hmm.
According to a survey from a British cosmetics company, 474 days of your life will be spent putting on makeup. That's more than 1 year and 3 months. When you break it down, the average woman spends 3 hours and 19 minutes a day putting on makeup in a week, or an average of 28 minutes a day.
In a week? How much?
19 minutes, or 3 hours, 19 minutes a week.
No.
On average.
Mm-mm.
Well, how long does it take you to put it on each day?
Well, in the morning when I'm rushing to get ready, like 5 minutes. Now, okay. If I was actually taking my time, like I would on a normal day where I didn't have to hurry and rush off to work, I would probably take about 15 minutes a day, I suppose.
Well, judging by the picture of you in your birth control jacket, I don't think you wore any makeup back then, did you?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's that one picture of you where you are so pale.
Yeah, the flash got me in that one.
Basically, the flash erased her face.
It did.
It was so, the reflection was so strong off her face in high school that the flash erased her face.
Yeah. It did for real, though. You can barely see my face. You can see my red hair, but yeah. You can't see my face.
By the way, you look a lot like Quincy in those pictures.
She's mini me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't see it now.
But like when I look at the picture of you in high school, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Totally. It really is crazy. If you want to see my birth control jacket, you can go to hot147.com and see the picture there.
Happy FFA week.
Yay.
Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is next. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Yay. We got lots of requests for, can I get that? Yeah, it's up on the website, hot1047.com, as soon as Mel fixes it.
It's almost there.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
My hero of the day happened on Tuesday in Michigan. A man was devastated when he found thieves had broken into his home and stolen his prized possession. Quote, one of the largest porn collections in the state of Michigan. The man says it's valued at about $6,500. The police don't have any leads.
Yesterday around 1 a.m., a 27-year-old woman in Pennsylvania was arguing with her boyfriend and assaulted him with a Furby.
What?
Yeah, those creepy little stuffed animals.
We have one in here.
Yeah. She hit him in the face with it and was arrested for misdemeanor simple assault. That's some good work.
Can I throw a Furby at you?
Sure.
Would that be assault?
Time for us to get out of here. Have a fantastic weekend. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you Monday.
Hot 104.7. .com